Hi guys, welcome back to the Staying Christian podcast. This is Gavin Hobbs.
Was I supposed to say something?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And I'm Eli Chamberlain.
I'm sorry, guys. Yeah.
I just got back. I was married, and now I'm a married man.
You
and now
were I'm married? Here. I guess you were married on your wedding.
I was married at my ceremony, and I still am.
Last episode, married. Though, he wasn't married, so this is the first episode we're recording in which he is married.
If you're watching us on video, which we do have us on video, we're on YouTube.
You're welcome.
You can see me in all my married glory wearing a 10th Avenue North shirt because guess what? I went to the last concert they ever had. So,
yep.
Sorry for you.
Yeah, and if you guys didn't know, 10th Avenue North split up as a band.
Yeah.
Which really stinks.
They're my favorite band.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought John Mark McMillan was.
He's an artist.
Oh, snap. Nice one. Yeah. Nice.
Anyway, thanks for hopping in. We are two Christian guys. We're talking about Christian stuff, how to be becoming staying Christian-y, I guess. Not Christian-y, but being one, you know, being that, you know, and why we want to talk about why it's great and why we like it and why we're keeping doing it and bringing, you know, voice crack and bringing you along
on that journey.
On our journey.
Very special journey together. So, also, Eli likes space, and I actually enjoy space as well. In fact, I'm looking at his little space jacket he just bought.
I should show that.
So, yeah, you should. That'd be dope. But, yeah, we might talk about that as well. So, if you hear that, you're like, nah, that makes sense. It fits in with the show. Just letting you guys know.
We like space.
Anyway. And we like Jesus.
We like Jesus more than space, but space is God's creation. So.
That's right. Oh, nice save. Yeah. Here we go. So we've been gone for a couple weeks, and if you guys follow our Instagram, you'll know why, which is because Eli got married.
This hick over here.
Yeah, yep, him. And that took a lot of our time and effort. Mm-hmm. So we actually took a week off before the wedding and then 2 weeks off for his wedding. Honeymoon. Wow, my brain's going blank.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then also there'd be like another third week or fourth week because this episode we're recording it
true.
But it's actually going to go out next week. So you guys are getting this super late.
Yeah, well, for you, it's already been 4 weeks. But for us right now, it feels like it's only been three.
Right.
So,
which feels like a long time. It's like getting back on the mic. It's like, oh my gosh, forgot how to do this.
Yeah. Guys would be like, what? I forgot they existed.
I was
don't worry
with,
we kind of forgot
Eli.
Too.
I was like, we're gonna have to rebuild our whole subscriber base because like when you stop posting consistently, basically everyone falls off
that
the bandwagon. So
I see people post something that they haven't posted in like months and I'm like, wait, you're still alive.
Right.
I forgot you were back in like the Vine days, you know, back when, you know, bottle flipping first started.
Was
you know?
A thing, you know? Even my dad was like, you guys just stopped the podcast or something? So I'm like, great. All of our listeners are just like, they stopped.
They're gone.
No. But yeah, we're back. Too bad. You guys thought you could get rid of us, but no, we're back. Anyways, I want to start off this podcast with talking about things I'm struggling with because you guys all know I love talking about that.
And Gavin struggles more than anyone.
Yeah, that's right.
More than you probably.
More than you probably. 100%.
Right.
Something I've actually been struggling with like today and in the past 3 weeks or so, I'd say. Honestly, probably more than that, but now it's kind of like...
Am I about to get convicted?
I doubt it. Like, you seem pretty carefree, which is about cares. So maybe you'll be convicted, maybe you won't.
Yeah,
anyways,
yeah,
I'll jump into it.
I guess we'll see. The Spirit will let me know.
You ready?
Yeah, go.
Okay. I have been struggling with not worrying. And I don't want to say the word anxiety because I don't feel like I can say that because I know there's people that actually struggle with anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And
like a real mental condition.
Yeah, and I just don't feel like I'm at that level at all. I don't feel like I compare to that. I can't say that and claim it. But like just worrying about stuff. Like I'm an adult now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost 20 years old, turning 20 next month. And I'm like, oh, snap.
This boy old.
Yeah, it says the 21-year-old.
No.
Right? You're 21 or are you 22 now? No, you're 21.
I'll be 22 this year.
Okay, yeah. So just like I live with some other guys in a house. You guys know this. And have a bunch of responsibility at work. over 8 hours some days. And
I work 8 hours.
I work sometimes. So much, you guys. The important part is I come home from work. I have to cook. You have to clean, you know? And then it's like you can either go to bed early or you can go to bed late after doing the things you actually want to do with your day, yeah. You know? And then you get barely any sleep. Then you have to wake up and then you're late for work. And then you're like, oh, no. Mm. So, and then I'm trying to take care of my dog, trying to take care of my house, make sure my, just like, there's just so much I've been thinking about, worrying about. I'm like, am I even progressing in life? Am I progressing as a Christian? Am I progressing as a cinematographer, which is my career path, believe it or not?
I know I look stupid, but...
But legitimately, it's like all these things are on my mind and I'm thinking about them and I'm like, oh no, it's just so much.
Yeah.
And I just get overwhelmed. Recently, it's been like I've been too overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to my mom about this just the other night. I think it was last night, actually. I can't remember. Anyways, it's been a long week. And she sent me an email. And the email was basically some missionary dude talking about casting his cares onto Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and what that looks like. And the guy was trying to raise money for a giant church building or something. This is just the gist. I'm paraphrasing everything here. In Russia or some other a place that was originally a Soviet Union-owned property or yeah. country. And he was trying to build a building there, and the government was giving him a cutoff time, like you have to have it done by this time, otherwise you lose the property,
mm-hmm.
and he needed to get the money. It just everything was overflowing, and he just couldn't take the stress.
Mm-hmm.
And then he woke up one night and went flipped open the Bible, and it said something to the degree of cast all of your cares yeah. onto God. And he said cast. The word that was used, I don't have it in front of me, otherwise I'd tell it to you guys. But the word in the Bible that was used was some other Greek word, and it meant to literally throw, get rid of. Mm-hmm. In that world back then, it meant to like, in just get rid of, throw onto an oxen. You know, it
yeah.
meant to like put a pack on an oxen, like get rid of it, have something else take that load.
Yeah,
and he was like, that's literally what God's telling us to do, is to take this load that is too much for us to bear and just yeah. not care about it, not give another thought about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because now the oxen has it. Now the donkey has it
yeah.
because
it can carries take it.
Yeah.
It's the pack animal.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about it anymore. And yeah, it was just, I'm like, yeah, I need to do that. And I'm not saying that suddenly today I was like, oh yes, cast my cares onto Jesus.
All my feelings about
now I feel great.
It isn't that all your feelings about it are suddenly gone.
Right.
For you, right now, it's a process to let go of those things, to actually be, okay, I'm not in control of my stuff.
Right. And you know. I feel like that one verse comes in where usually it's applied to like your evil thoughts. Take every thought captive.
Yeah.
You know, but in this case, I feel like it really applies to maybe that's worry. Maybe those are thoughts about worry.
Mm-hmm.
I need to take those and just be like, God's got this.
Yeah.
And I don't need to worry about this. And because it's causing me, I feel like I've mentioned all this stuff before, but it's literally been a big struggle for me lately.
Yeah.
Being an adult, adulting sometimes just like, I don't know, for me, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe other guys can just like, oh, I'm just sitting in my basement just having fun. But like, I have a hard time with it, man.
Why are you looking at me like, okay.
I don't know. Because maybe, I don't know.
I know you.
I
don't know
why I look like at you like that.
I know I act really carefree a lot of the time. But, you know, there is, that gets to me too. You know, it's not just you.
Do you cry in your closet?
I don't cry in my closet.
I haven't either.
Because at the moment, I don't have any private space except the bathroom. So even nice. Then, that's not even private sometimes, you know.
Right.
Here I am. I'm acting like I'm bashing being married. It's really good. But, you know, there are some things that I'm like, I get overwhelmed, like I'm not prepared. You know, there's things I haven't thought about. And when I think about thinking about them,
right.
you know, I feel like I'm in over my head. And I think that's normal. Because we're really not prepared
mm-hmm.
for things that are ahead of us. I remember there was once a teaching about the fact that God only gives us what we can carry right now. You know, and he'll give us the strength to carry what's in the future. You know, and I think on that, because right now I can't even think about the fact that I'm going to have new rent to pay for, new electric to pay for, new Wi-Fi to pay for. I don't have to pay for water, thankfully, but I would have to pay for water if I move somewhere else. And I've got to buy furniture. I got to do a lot of stuff. And like, for me to think about doing that, and like, my wife wants a cat. I can say my wife. Look at that. I can say my wife.
Wait,
wants
don't
something.
You guys have a cat?
My wife wants another cat.
Oh, okay. You guys are going to become that couple? Like, yeah. The cat couple?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
Okay. I'm glad we got that out of the way. But, and then I'm like, we just got back from the honeymoon and I spent money and I'm like, I don't know how we can do that. I'm sitting there like overwhelmed about it. Like, I don't know that we can do this right now, you know? And I don't like being in that place. And for most of the time I can go, okay, you know, God, you know where we are. I can't see the road right now, but you've got your fog lights on and you can see everything right now. So I'm just in the back along for the ride, as one says.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's usually where I go is, here I am, you know, God, you got this. And, you know, that's a pretty cliche thing to say, like, God's got this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it's really true because, you know, I can't see everything.
Yep.
And that's just the truth.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I was recently talking to Jaron, which we've had him on the podcast. You guys know who he is. And I was just like, man, the truth is we just can't control it all.
Yeah.
You know, people talk about conspiracy theories and stuff like that. And I in the end, I'm just like, I don't have time to worry about conspiracy theories. Like, that's too much work, you guys. I can barely handle my own life.
Yeah.
And I say all that, and then I'm worrying the heck out of my own life. So
I kind of think that's why prayer is so valuable. You know, in some sense, it's like, oh, yeah, prayer is great because it helps us get what we need, and there's all that. But it's literally creating a communication line, you know, and this is something I should have told myself a long time ago or had someone tell me, I think, when I was really struggling to pray and stuff. But like, for example, if you don't know what someone's thinking and you don't go to them and like ask, hey, is this going on? Or, hey, you know, and it bothers you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh no, what's going on with them? This and that.
Right.
If you don't go say something, you'll just sit in that turmoil, you know, and creating a communication line with that person is the fastest way to get everything resolved.
Right.
And, you know, I know when I'm just like, hey, God, here I am. I don't know what's going on. You do, but this is where I am. And I know that sounds like kind of high and mighty of me to say to like any big problem, to just be like, hey, God. Right. I don't know what's going on.
Right.
But
no.
That's what I have to do with things.
Yeah.
And it genuinely helps me because I feel the spirit when I do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is I'm like, hey, this is what I got. It's nothing. And I'm trusting you, you know. But once I say that out loud,
right,
it's done. I feel I don't always feel instantly better. You know, sometimes it takes some time and asking God some more to resolve some things, and maybe he wants me to go through that thing.
Yeah.
And then I go through it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would say praying really helps with that. And you know, that sounds like a throwaway answer, like, oh, praying helps.
Yeah.
But it does. If you want to find out, you know, if you want the clearest line is a communication.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I was reading Corinthians recently. And I think it was Paul. He wrote Corinthians, probably.
Yeah, anyways, he wrote a letter to the Corinthians.
He said prayer is one of the last things that was called for or something, some commandment Jesus gave us. And he said, therefore, we should be doing it always.
Yeah.
Because it's one of the easiest things to do. Something to that degree is what he said.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing. But I was like, wow, that's really interesting. And I mean, when I hear prayer, I think of like, oh, everyone's down there for 3 hours, you know, praying. But like, when Jesus gave the demo pray. The demo. I'm sorry, that's literally what it was. Like, he was doing that. He was giving a demonstration.
Yeah, but I never thought of using the shorthand demo to describe the Lord's Prayer.
I'm not trying to downgrade it or anything like that.
No, it's just like anyone who tuned in like Catholic or something. Just like, that's a sacred prayer, and you just called it a demo.
I'm sorry, I do IT work. It was just the first thing that came to my head.
The demo prayer, you know.
But literally, when he was doing that first prayer, it was what, like 30 seconds long? It was less than a minute long.
I'm okay still calling it the demo. I think that's kind of fun.
Okay. Well, I don't want to hurt anybody or make them feel that much.
I don't think
like
Jesus
that
would
prayer
care.
Is a big deal to me. I'm not just using it as a throwaway. It was just, that was how my mind categorizes that prayer. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like less than 30 seconds long. So that can even be something small, like you said. I like how you actually phrased it, which is, hey, God, this is it.
Or, hey, God, what's up?
Right.
You know, it's literally just saying, it's just getting on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't always get a clear, here's the page you're on thing from God. He doesn't let you always see the road.
Yep.
But sometimes he does, and sometimes he says, just sit back in your high chair. It'll be a little bit.
Yep.
You know.
You'll be all right.
And he promises that he's never going to give us anything we can't handle.
Yeah. And he's always with us.
Right. Fear not. It's the most repeated thing in the Bible.
Interesting. Anyways, that's what I've been struggling with. That's Eli's words of wisdom on what I've been struggling with.
This is the therapy session.
This is the therapy session with Gavin Hobbs. You're welcome. and that's the end of this segment.
And segments anymore, man. Anyway, that's the end of the segment.
I was talking with a friend recently, and this friend listens to the podcast.
And he hates it.
Maybe regularly.
He writes bad reviews and sends
us hate
mail.
I'm talking
like
about.
Like a good audience member.
Yeah. anyways, I don't know if he'll actually listen to this, but we were having a really good talk about God, which I don't like. It was really good. I don't normally have these type of talks, which I should have more of them, honestly. But he mentioned something that really struck me, like really hit me. And he was reading somewhere in the Bible. I'm great about keeping my references, so I'm not going to give the reference. So
I know where it is, but you can find out.
But it said, God doesn't want anyone to perish, is essentially it. You use the word perish and doesn't want them to perish.
Yeah.
And he was talking to me about it, and he said, like, that really, like, what if we had that mentality all the time with other people around us, you know? Because, like, it's like, because some people in your life, at least for me, it's like, you really wouldn't mind if they perished.
Man, I wish they would, you know? Yeah.
Like, it's such a big thing, though, perish.
Right.
Like,
well, when it really comes down to it, you don't want them to perish. You just wish they would stop annoying you.
Right, or go away.
Or go away, you know?
But it's like, it's a mentality that, like, is different, because you'll say, oh, I hate that person, or...
Yeah, yeah. If you
know,
throw hate, the word hate, to the wind like that. I know this is like a, oh, he's being a sensitive snowflake kind of thing. Right. But like... If you really genuinely mean the word hate, you don't actually know what you're saying.
Right.
Because, I mean, honestly, I think I wrote it down. I think it's Romans.
Wow, I didn't know you had a whole speech on hate. I was not
expecting
this. I kind of
do, but when you hate, you are as a murderer, as sinful as a murderer if you hate someone.
Wow.
In your heart. You know, like genuinely hate someone.
Hmm.
And it's like, that's pretty serious then. As Christians, we need to be serious about if we hate people, you know, and loving people as God loves them, as his creation, as brothers, as sisters,
right?
You know, as like genuine kin.
Yeah.
Because that's what we are.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. I do know. I don't know why I'm saying that. What I'm saying is, I'm like, what if we have this mentality? I want to have more of this mentality. And just thinking about that recently in my day-to-day experiences, it's just like, okay, you have kind of like this, maybe you start to build some resentment towards someone. And you're just like, nope, I don't want this person to perish.
Yeah.
I need to love this person. God doesn't want any of us.
Right.
He loves us all the same, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we need to be treating other people that way as Christians, that everyone is special and everyone is so valuable,
right?
You know, and I kind of had to, I think that's what this kind of hit on for me, is am I treating everybody? Yeah. Cause it creates this inequality. Mm-hmm. It creates the inequality of we're all equal and God doesn't want anyone to perish.
Right.
And there are some evil people out there, you know, and God doesn't want them to perish.
Yeah. He loves them.
Right.
He loves them.
Yeah.
Even if you don't love them.
Right.
You know, and you love your neighbor more than yourself.
Yeah.
You know, as yourself, you love yourself. You take care of yourself. You're hungry. You feed yourself. If your enemy is hungry, are you going to feed that guy?
Yeah.
You got to love him more than you love yourself.
Yep.
Take care of that guy like you're a servant.
Yeah.
But actually mean it. Don't just do it because you feel obligated. Do it because Christ loved you, died for you.
Right. And I think for me, like, sometimes you don't get a chance to necessarily do something for someone. It's more of like managing my thoughts. Do I want them to perish?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, how you treat them comes out of your thoughts.
Right.
And your treatment towards them changes their treatment towards you and towards others.
Right.
Ultimately.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I feel like I'm just like, here's the thing. But I'm thinking about this for me because there's people I see every day that I'm like, oh, they're doing their thing again. You know,
right.
Oh, they're being annoying again. But like, God loves that person so much that he died for them as well as for me.
Yeah.
You know, and I can sit there and think about Calvary and be like, the only thing that makes me want to forgive anyone is because I was forgiven.
Yeah.
So strongly.
Yep.
You know, and you said the thing about, are we done with this point, by the way? Because I feel like we'll just keep running.
I was going to mention one other thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, like, for me, what this is kind of translated to in my life was just the thoughts.
Yes.
And then also kind of what Brant says, you know, if you do have something against someone, maybe, you know, it's praying for them.
Right.
Because that's the first step towards even forgiving them and for starting to change your attitude towards them.
Yeah.
Grant Hansen says this a lot. He's like, pray for your enemy, you know, because that's biblical, you know. So I don't know. It was just something. I don't know why it kind of struck me, but it did.
Yeah.
Like, let's not act like we want others to perish. Let's act like we want everyone to make it to heaven.
Right. Well, one other thing on that exact verse, you know, is like, God doesn't want everyone to perish, you know. That's kind of a big change from what you normally hear, which is like God sends people to hell.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and God doesn't really send people to hell. We're all on our way there. You know, we've all been on our way there. The ship is sinking.
Yeah.
Basically. And, you know, I feel like I'm going to, but like the ship is sinking, man. And anyone would tell you at any point, no matter who they blame, they will all say the world is messed up and there's probably no fixing it. You know, they'd probably tell you that.
Well, there's people who believe there's a fix.
Well, yeah.
Which,
I mean, I believe there's a fix.
There's a fix. Well, I think a lot of people think there's a way we as humans can collectively just fix it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, we can't.
Right. Well, what I'm saying, though, is everyone will tell you, yeah, the ship's going down in some way.
Right.
Whether or not they think they can stop the ship from going down.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, Jesus made a way off to the side with another boat and is like, hey, you know, come over here.
He wants everyone.
I brought this entire boat over here to get all of you.
Yeah.
You know, if you would stop thinking to yourself, you can fix the boat you're on that's almost fully submerged. And,
yep.
You know, you're
you still think you can make it.
Right. And it's not like he's down up there like, oh, you guys are stupid thinking you can. But he's like, no, please take my hand.
Yeah.
Please just take my hand. I want to be with you. I want to save you.
Yep.
You know, but we have the choice to decide whether or not we want to keep fixing our sinking ship.
Well, yeah, it kind of linking that metaphor to reality as well. You kind of have to take away your pride. You know, you think you can do it or you know you can't do it. You know the ship is sinking. You know that in the end it's fruitless to try to fix it. There's no way you can do it on your own. Mm-hmm. You have to have the help of God.
Right.
I think like that's been something I've been thinking about recently, which is like Christianity really comes down to that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, which is, are you willing to say I'm not good without God?
Yeah.
I need him.
Mm-hmm.
For everything.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the foundation. Maybe I'm wrong there. I don't think I am. But like that's literally what he says. He says, "Hey, this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Will you turn to me?"
Right.
You know.
Well, what was I going to say? Well, there's the verse. I'm not even sure where it is. We're so good with our references. where it's, you know, the brokenhearted, you know, have a road to the kingdom of God. You know, those who are finally at the end, at the bottom of the barrel. You know, mm-hmm. they're finally at the end of the rope. They're like, okay, they have a direct line to say, you know, it's kind of like guilt. You know, guilt is for bringing you back to God, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a thing is too much guilt, too much shame, you know. But, you know, that's a road, and it's a road back to the kingdom of God. What did you say right before this? Because I totally lost my train of thought.
Your train of thought?
Train of thought.
I was talking about, man, I'm losing my train of thought. Wow.
Man, what did you say? I had something good.
I was talking about, I lost my train of thought as well.
No.
Dadgummit.
No.
Wow. We're so good.
We'll be right back.
I was talking about how that's the base of Christianity. The base of Christianity is turning to him when we realize we can't make it on our own.
I remembered. So like you were saying the thing about, you know, I'm not good and whatever. And, you know, but once, you know, you don't even need to know for sure, oh, God's real, blah, 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 to even think about this. But say hypothetically, you don't think God's real.
Mm-hmm.
But say he was, you know, in this scenario where he is, and he made us, you know, and he made a list of things like, hey, I made you, you work best under these conditions. Just like you get a new camera,
mm-hmm.
and the manual says, you know, don't take it in the rain,
sure.
you know, and yeah. let rain get in it, you know,
yeah.
that would be bad, you know, and don't submerge it and don't leave it in sand.
Yeah.
And like there's a bunch of things you shouldn't do with your camera.
Sure.
If you want it to work properly and give you all the money you paid for it back. You know, if God says, you know, you as a human will be happiest under these conditions and that's it. You know,
mm-hmm.
and he gives you the list of conditions and you just go, "Oh, that's neat." You know, then if you're not happy, we shouldn't be that surprised.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that's the thing is like, you know, we think we know what our owner's manual says, you know, but, you know, we don't because we're clearly the loneliest we've ever been.
Right.
You know, and the saddest.
Yeah.
Anyway, that to say.
We're jumping all over the map.
We are jumping over. We're just covering everything.
Yeah. Something recently, like I was reading. And as usual, I really need to actually take note of this. I don't know why I just read it, but now it's coming back in my brain. It said, love God. That's the most important thing, you know? That is mm-hmm. the most important thing. And Brant's been talking about this recently.
Well, if you do everything else and you don't love,
right,
you're nothing.
And God is
it's
love.
It's all for nothing.
Yeah. But like, he wants that relationship with us. Like literally, he built Adam and then walked with him in the garden.
Yeah.
You know, like he's been looking for that relationship with us ever since the beginning.
Yeah. He's like, hey, just, you can have it. Literally offered it.
I want you.
He's like, yeah, we messed up. and we're separated right now, but I still want you back, and right. I'll make a way back. Here's the boat. Just get on.
Yeah.
You know?
And he wants, he literally, like, I don't know why this is, I'm thinking about this all of a sudden, but he wants to walk with us. He wants a relationship with us, which is like
the most unbelievable, you know, thing about it.
Yeah. And I was saying, you know, this is the base of Christianity turning around, you know, but really it's more than that. It's the opportunity for a relationship with the creator of the universe.
Yeah.
You know, which is the relationship. That's that hole that we keep trying to fill with other things,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I was reading somewhere, and I think it was in Corinthians, and it said, if you're not striving to know God, you know, then you're lost, you know?
Yeah.
I actually have it right here. Let me just pull it up real quick. It was this one verse I read today.
Well, we've also said, I'll let you pull that up, but we've also said that thing about how the things we keep filling the hole with or whatever, you know, that's what, that those are the things we're looking for our version of God for. You know, we have a spot where God is, mm-hmm. or what we need God to be for us. You know, this is like, hey, your camera needs batteries.
Right.
You know, and our battery is God, you know. That's a great analogy. Let's keep going with that one.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
But it's just like, we need that to operate properly. And we like, hey, maybe this is where I'm going to get that.
Yeah.
And it's not.
So yeah, I was reading in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 22. Wow, all the references here.
Ooh.
It says, if anyone does not love the Lord, that person is cursed. This is the New Living Translation. Ooh. Let me switch over to the New King James Version. Cursed, I kind of like that one. Yeah. It says, if anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed.
Let us break the curse then.
I'm like, okay, this is important, clearly.
Yeah.
So, and I the way I kind of interpret that, maybe it's wrong, is you got to be striving for that relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, like I'm saying, it's like the thing we
need. How do you love something you don't know, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you can, but I don't know that it's really there. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a loophole there. I don't know.
Right. Well, what I was saying is, like, you can do all the things in the book. Like, oh, I'm doing all the things, you know?
Yeah.
Why don't I feel happy? It's like, you got to know God, you know?
Yep.
It's not like, and you can get to know him by reading all the things, but if you just follow a list of things to do.
Yeah, that's sure. Never how the relationship, that's never it's how we're built to be.
I can do all the things in my marriage. I can be like, hey, you know, I'll go get the groceries. I'll do the dishes for you and whatever. But if I'm not like,
yeah, that's a good analogy. Actually.
If I'm like, if I can do all this stuff, but like, if I'm not present and looking into my wife's eyes, like, hey, I see you.
Yeah.
And we're in this together. And this is a relationship.
You know, getting to know her, actually taking each day to learn and get to know her even more. Right. You know,
like it's like, oh, I didn't realize you liked Lilo and Stitch.
Right.
You know, and then when you're like, oh, you like this movie too? It's like, boom.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that works with God. But
I think God would like Lilo and Stitch.
I don't know.
I think he would. It's a pretty fun movie.
Yeah. Who knows?
I'd be like, that's not how I made Space Aliens. Yeah.
He's like, little purple aliens, what were you guys thinking?
He's like, yeah, that's cool and all, but no. So when I was on my honeymoon, I went to a concert, and that concert was 10th Avenue North's last concert. 10th Avenue North. Ooh, on my shirt. Yeah, cool. And they've been a wonderful band for as long as I've known them. And I was like, what, 8 when I first started listening to them or something like that.
Look at you.
Yeah. And 21 now. So anyway, I'm not here to just brag on that band, but when we were down there, you know, we went to this church in Orlando, and there's, you know, COVID regulations up still. So you got to wear a mask and you got to do that kind of stuff. And there was one row in front and behind us of empty chairs, and you know, we were like distanced away from people, and I was like, wow, this is a lot, you know. And I've been to a concert before, and you can be pretty close, and everyone's having a good time.
Straight up mash pit.
Yeah, you know? Straight up mosh pit stuff.
Mosh pit, yeah.
But it wasn't, and we were just there. And so like, I didn't feel that for the whole time because, you know, then they're up on stage and they're talking to us and they're having a good time and we're praising the Lord together. It's actually really good. But then Mike Donaghy is the lead singer. He comes out and he says something about how... Okay, so we got the VIP tickets, obviously, because I needed them. I needed the VIP tickets. And they did a Q&A before the show. And this lady says, you know, basically what we ask our interviewees mm-hmm. every time, which is, you know, if you could go back and tell yourself something, a piece of advice, what would you do? She basically asked all the band members that. And you could tell they were thinking about it because for that night and then the second show, they were just thinking on that. And they kept saying something about that question in particular. And I think God really brought something out of them. And Mike Donaghy goes, well, you know, they asked this question in the VIP thing, and I was thinking about what I would change, you know, what I would have told myself to do better. And he's like, and I think I would do this now even. And he said, I want to live like I chose the situation I'm in. You know, it's like, yeah, I can sit here and complain about the fact that we've all got to be a bit apart here in this church and we've got to like wear masks and stuff together when we're talking and being around people, but or I can stop and choose this moment, choose to still be happy, choose to still love, to still praise God. You know, I can choose this. And you know, I was thinking about that in light to what you were saying about worrying, you know, and I can choose not to worry about and choose to put it with God mm-hmm. and let God carry it instead of me. I don't know. I thought what he had was pretty good there.
Yeah.
And you know, they said a lot of other things and they talked about all their songs and stuff. So there was a lot that happened there. It was a good night. And I'm really glad my wife there was with me. You know, it was really cool. But I thought what he said about that was pretty good.
Act like every situation you go into, you chose it. You handpicked it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I was saying about, you know, God gives us what we can handle.
Yeah, because then you enter a situation instead of acting like,
yeah, you
this
enter,
is happening to
you
me.
You enter it with a purpose.
Instead of becoming a victim mindset, it's more of a, yeah. I chose this.
Yeah.
This is...
And that's got so much more power because like...
Yeah, 100%.
Like if you've been on here before, you've heard about boot camp, I'm sure. But we did this whole thing where we wanted to all work out together. And mm-hmm. because I think it really helped that we chose to work out early in the morning for an hour, not stopping.
Yeah.
You know? And if we hadn't chosen that and it was like thrown on us, like we were in some prison camp or something, we would have suffered far worse, I think.
Yeah. You know? And we would have had terrible attitudes. Everything would have been way worse.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, like, but even in that situation, if you think to yourself, you know, like, you know, I choose to do this.
Yeah.
You know, then it instantly gets better.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the segment that we haven't done in a very long time.
What segment is it?
The new song segment. And now, the new song segment. I am your host, Gavin Hobbs. Today we will be discussing a new song. This particular song is sung by Andy Grammer.
By Andy Grammer.
Anyways, for real, we had a listener send in a song by Andy Grammer. The title of the song is Don't Give Up On Me. And I will quickly read what he said about the song because I thought it was really good. It needs no introduction.
Even though we gave one.
Yeah. This song is not a Christian song. However, I always relate the lyrics with a Christian's relationship with God. For example, one of the verses is, I'll reach my hands out in the dark and wait for yours to interlock. I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you. This is something that I felt like I've experienced through depression because through the darkness I was in, I was just thinking to myself, I don't have anything to lose, and so I would reach out to God and wait for him to respond, whether that is directly or through some quote I see on Instagram. There's also a part in the chorus that I relate to. I relate to God, and that is, I'm not giving up, no, not me. Even when nobody else believes, I'm not going down that easily. I just think that this, in the sense of a Christian, is saying that I won't give up on God, and I will continue fighting even when everybody says I'm dumb to believe, and I'm not letting other people's opinions put me down.
Yeah.
So.
That's good.
I thought it was really good. Like, it just touches on the things of, yeah, being a Christian.
Yeah.
And continuing to reach out to God even when it doesn't feel, you don't have the feels.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can't count on them feels, man.
Right.
You know, it's like, that's like one of the main things C.S. Lewis talks about in Mere Christianity. It's like, yeah, we got them feelings, but, you know, if you cater to every little feeling, mm-hmm. you're just going to be riding a roller coaster every time.
Yeah.
You know?
What was interesting to me is that he, like, when I listened to this song, I always thought of God kind of singing it,
mm-hmm.
that he flipped it around. He was the one reaching mm-hmm. out to God, which was really cool. Like, I had never thought of it that way. And, yeah, I think it's really cool to be able, yeah.
So
I admire him for reaching out like that in the dark, waiting for God to come back.
Yeah,
to
for
him,
real.
You know?
Yeah.
And like he says, I do feel like this is a cool point that he touched on, which was, I won't give up on God, and I will continue fighting even when everyone says I'm dumb to believe. I'm not letting other people's opinions put me down.
Good.
You know, and that's exactly.
Right.
Like, that's such a big thing, I feel like, in today's society, because today you're not being persecuted, but you got your friends who be that's
you
dumb.
You got this pressure to be cooler, you know, and this, like, the pressure. But, it, like, for real, I feel like me just saying, hey, and saying anything remotely close to, hey, do you know Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
To anyone is the most, like, not only is it, like, the most cliche thing for a Christian person to say.
Yep.
But, like, everyone expects the same old rigmarole from you if you say that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in a way, I don't want to be, like, the type of, here I go, I'm saying stuff. you don't want to feel like the, oh, I'm marketing to get with the in crowd. Because I'm not doing that, you know?
Right.
I just want to tell them the truth about my Lord, by the person that I think saved all of us,
and stand up for
that I
even,
know saved all of us,
even when there's pressure to just not talk about it or anything like that, you know.
But, you know, I also want to do it in a way, so, like, I've got that back and forth,
yeah,
so I get that, you know. And if you're being, you know, if you're actually being talked about or talked down to about it, it can be hard,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I feel like that's when it becomes important to have a community, and is called
and to have
Christian
a foundation
church.
For yourself.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, that's important as well.
Something outside of those people and other people and anything that could fail.
Right.
You know, because the only thing that'll stand is God as our foundation.
Yep. Yeah. So, anyways, I won't mention his name. Because I'm not sure that
we don't do it
really on the podcast. But yeah, you know who you are. Thank you for sending in the song.
We really do like you.
Yeah.
You're awesome.
If other people want to send in songs as well, you guys can do that. You guys can email us, stayingchristian@gmail.com, or you guys can DM us on Instagram @StayingChristian.
@StayingChristian.
Yeah.
And we're on Twitter, which I haven't checked in a long time.
No, I don't think anyone does anything on Twitter anymore. At least not the crowd we're targeting.
Stay in Christian, because they didn't let us have the G.
Right. So if you're there and you want to tweet us, go for it.
Go ahead.
Anyways, yeah, that was the new song segment. I feel like we need to restart our music here so we can get, like, this nice outro.
And now
we have the new song segment.
An outro from the new music segment. Yeah. Hope you guys liked that one. I liked that.
I liked it a lot, actually.
Yeah.
That was really good. Like,
that was good.
More than I usually have for the new song segment. So if any of you guys are out there just, like, holding back with your good songs.
Yeah, and make sure you tell us.
Forth.
You tell us why you love
that
it.
That was
so much.
Really good. Like, he just unloaded on us, man.
That's good. Dude, that's a novel of a text.
Yeah, it was. It was good, man.
Yeah, it's a good one. All right. Thanks, man.
Out.
Bye. Thanks, guys, for watching this episode of the Staying Christian podcast.
Or listening.
because I keep saying watching. We hope you enjoyed it. We enjoyed talking for long periods of time and, you know, recording it. So hopefully you enjoy listening to our recording of us talking for a long period of time.
If you didn't, you can email us stankchristian@gmail.com. Email us all the hate mail because we want it. And I want to come home tomorrow night and read it. So yeah. I'm just asking that of you guys. Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you.
If you could do that, yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
I would like that.
I know we always ask for that, but we like to actually never get any hate mail.
Yeah, we never. Nobody emails us. Ooh, no. Sad face. Anyway, yeah, you can hit us up, stankchristian@gmail.com. You can hit us up at stankchristian on Instagram,
yep,
or on Twitter at stankchristian. We have a YouTube channel. It's called stankchristian. You can see our beautiful but also ugly mugs. Yeah. Thanks.
Stay real, you guys.
Stay Christian.
Bye.
Bye. So I got this jacket from NASA. Isn't that so cool? This is the space. This is what you're getting for space. This is all you're getting.
All you're getting for space news.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, like if you're listening, you don't can't see this. Maybe we'll post use this as a thumbnail or something.
Boom, 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 boom. And now boom, a masterclass. And now a masterclass with your host, Hans Zimmer.
Hello. I've been making music for my whole life. I'm going to show you.
I've been making music for my whole life.